Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much and welcome, folks. It is indeed the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. Emails just ahead. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. We've got some decent ones coming in. Let's see. I don't think I did Lynn yet. I don't think I did Gordon yet. Nor did I do Raymond. I sent myself an email. Hello, Jim Stewart. How you doing there, buddy?
Doing great. I also have an email that came in. Maybe sometime during the show we can read it. It's a little longer, about an experience that one of our listeners had with a supposed IRS phone call.
An IRS phone call. Here's a sneak preview on that one. The IRS doesn't call you on the phone. They might show up at 4 o'clock in the morning, knock your door down, take you off to prison. But they don't call you. They don't send you an email. They send you a letter. They send you a letter. In either event, I'll have Jim do that if we have time. But there's so much. I don't even know where to start. Do I start with Buffett? Do I start with credit card debt? Do I start with dollar cost averaging as a lousy tool for retirement? Let's start with credit cards. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program. I bring this up because we have a lot of younger people that tune into this show and older people that have younger people, whether they be their own children or their grandchildren. And I read this and I was absolutely stunned. It's no secret that all of us in America love, love, love our credit cards.
Yes.
And now we've got the Apple Pay and all these, and people are paying with their iPhones. That's annoying to me, by the way, because sometimes it doesn't register. It's like when you're getting on an airplane and they got their boarding pass and their iPhone and it won't beep. And you're standing behind them and you're jumping on Southwest Airlines and you got to, you know, fight for a seat that some official is going to pull you out of anyway if they're overbooked. Anyway, we love our credit cards. There's roughly 174 million adults in the U.S. that have credit cards, according to a recently released data set from the Federal Reserve. Aggregate credit card debt topped the $1 trillion mark for the first time since 2008. Remember, we had the financial crisis and everybody started paying off their debt because it made a lot more sense to pay off the debt than invest in the stock market. I don't know that you were paying that kind of interest on the debt, but that's a different story. I'm all for paying off credit card debt, by the way. So credit card debt now joins auto loans and student loans, north of $1 trillion. There are individuals that are out there saying the next bubble to burst is automobile loans because many of them are subprime. Is it true? I don't know. Among those that actually have credit cards and carry a balance, the typical cardholder owes $16,601. That is a scary amount of money, especially for young people. Terrifyingly high. Plus, if you pay just the minimum amount on your credit card, a $16,000 balance would net the lender more than $11,000 in interest before it's paid off. So what you can do when you're going to charge something on a credit card, just assume it's going to cost you three times that amount. How do I come up with that? Well, you have to pretty much double it, because if you're going to Nordstrom and buying something, you got to pay taxes on that money. So at least 50% more just due to taxes. You like those brand new tight skinny jeans? You see, guys like me and you, Stuart, skinny jeans, fat guy and a skinny jean, not good. I wish I could wear skinny anything. You guys knock it the heck off. Trying to talk about a serious subject here. So you go out and you want to buy the jeans. They cost $150. No, they don't. You had to go out and earn close to $250. Give Uncle Sam about $100 of it, and then give Nordstrom $150. Then you put it on a credit card with a 13 or 14% interest charge, and you make the minimum payments. And you almost pay another $150 for the jeans. Add it all up. It's at least a double, maybe close to a triple in terms of its expense. Now, my wife would always yell at me when we would go shopping. I love going shopping. I really do. I love going. I'm one of those strange birds that sits in the chair in Nordstrom. And my wife will parade in front of me. She doesn't like doing it, but I make her. I say, if I got to sit here, you're going to do the modeling thing. Do the quick turn. You know, when she had long hair, she, you know, shoved the hair out of the way and all that sexy stuff. Now that she has short hair, she doesn't do that. But I still make her do it.
You know, the best part I like about credit cards is you get that statement in the mail. Now, you've got a $16,000 balance. But if you make the minimum payment of $50... it will only take you 20 years and 5 months to pay off the balance.
It used to be, because they've increased the amount that you have to pay now. But back in the olden day, it used to work out to like 34 years and 6 months to pay the doggone thing off. So I bring this up because it is time, especially for young people, to start thinking about getting their credit card debts paid off. Option one, you can consider a balance transfer card. Now, you're going to pay a couple of percentage points to do this, maybe 3-4%. So you owe $20,000. It's going to cost you 3-4%, but then they're going to give you 0% interest for a couple of years. So if it's 4%, that's tantamount to 2% for each year. If you can pay the credit card off on time before they jack the interest rate up, that could be a really good deal. But understand this phenomenal offer that you're getting in the mail with 0% interest means you better believe you've got to pay that bill on time every time, because you miss it by a day and all bets are off. Read the fine print. Read the fine print.
And that, if you make any new purchases on that balance transfer account, they're due immediately.
Yes, yes. And that goes to the front of the line to pay the interest on. Okay. Obviously, you must always be cognizant of your credit score. I hate this, by the way, because there's a whole lot of really nice people who got behind on a Sears bill or whatever, and it messes up their credit score. And so much today depends on maintaining a pristine credit score. So, advice, pay your bills on time. That's the big bugaboo. Just pay them early. Also, when you have credit cards, don't use more than 30% of the outstanding loan amounts that are available to you. Even if you have to use multiple cards to keep it under 30%, because that will impact your credit score. And keep your good accounts for a long time. Don't close them. Don't close them. Because when you close them, you reduce the amount of available credit. And they use a percentage of available credit toward identifying what your credit score is. And only open new accounts when it makes sense. You can always call and get your credit extended. If you've been really good, you have a $5,000 credit and you want to get to 10, call them up and say, take a look at my track record. Many times they'll increase the amount of borrowing. And just keep in mind that you have to be able to prove to the lenders that you can handle both your installment credit and your revolving loans when you ask them to increase your credit. Stay under that 30%, though. Budgeting, you know, it's really important. And as I said, talk to these guys. Talk to your creditors. They're not as bad as you think. Okay, we'll take a break on that. When we come back, it's more of the Ray Lucia Show as we tackle dollar cost averaging. Is it a wise move, as all of the pundits say, or not, as I say? Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
I think that's Cream again. Where else do you go to hear Cream and Clapton and all of these good performers? That is Cream, right? That's Eric Clapton and Cream when he was with Cream? Yeah, fantastic. Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. We've got more than just good music, though, because this may be music to some people's ears, but it may shock the living daylights out of others. And I think Walter Updegrave did a pretty good job when he wrote about a study that I have discussed on this program before, done by none other than the Vanguard Group, titled Invest Now or Temporarily Hold Your Cash. And the whole concept behind this study was to look retrospectively back in history to find out if dollar cost averaging was a wise investment strategy, as so many of the pundits say. I mean, how many times have you heard it? How many times have you read it? You know, if you have a lump sum of money, don't put it all in at once, especially when the markets are highly valued like they are right now, because if the market crashes, you're going to lose all that money. Isn't that what they say? I've never been big on dollar cost averaging a lump sum of money. I remember years ago, many, many, many years ago, I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and I was working with a physician who had something like $300,000 in his retirement account. And he asked me, should I invest it all now or dollar cost average? And as a young advisor, I was too chicken to tell him to invest at all. And I said, well, the safe bet is the dollar cost average. And you know what happened? The market went up, and then he gets mad at me for not knowing in advance that the market was going to go up. Now, if the market went down, I would have been a genius. And he would have called me and you never got thank yous. They never thanked you. They only beat you up. That's part of the business. Just got to get used to it. If you're a new advisor, get used to it. You won't get the pats on the back when you guess right. But, you know, you might get kicked in the teeth when you guess wrong. The concept, therefore, is don't guess. So let's back it up with academic research. That's what I love. So Updegrave, instead of me, you know, quoting from the study, he did a nice job of summarizing. Here's what he said. For years, dollar cost averaging has been touted as the go-to strategy whenever you need to invest a large sum of money. And on the surface, at least, this technique would seem to make sense. After all, by tiptoeing into the market gradually, you have less money at risk of a market setback than if you invest all at once. But when Vanguard delved into the numbers, it turned out that dollar cost averaging wasn't the clever strategy it's cracked up to be. Probably not going to hear this on other programs. But if you follow the science, you get the information that you need. Here's an example. Suppose you have a large sum of cash you want to invest for retirement in a portfolio that's 60% stocks, 40% bonds. To determine whether you'd be better off investing your cash in the 60-40 mix immediately or moving it into the stock and bonds portfolio gradually, say over 12 months, Vanguard calculated how the two strategies actually performed over the 1,069 rolling 12-month periods from the beginning of 1926 through the end of 2015. Of course, that period included bull markets and bear markets and high valuations and low valuations. These are rolling periods, almost 1,100 of them. Pretty good sample? Yes, pretty good sample. The result, investing a lump sum of cash in a 60-40 mix all at once, won out roughly two-thirds of the time, outperforming dollar cost averaging into the 60-40 portfolio by a margin of 2.4 percentage points on average over the 12-month spans. But that's not all. When Vanguard's researchers repeated the analysis, comparing the two strategies over longer periods, 36 months, as well as shorter ones, 6 months, and with a target portfolio that was more aggressive, 100% stocks, as well as ones more conservative, 50-50 and 100% bonds, they found that investing the cash immediately came out ahead again, besting, tiptoeing in roughly, you guessed it, two-thirds of the time or better in each of those scenarios. In short, the competition between investing immediately and a little at a time wasn't even close. It was a total beatdown. Investing all at once left dollar cost averaging in the dust. And we have talked about this before. Remember, we've had this discussion about conviction. If you are an investor, you must be convicted in the investments that you're going to make. Tiptoeing into the market does not show an element of conviction. Do you want to know how you get conviction? The way you get conviction is you make sure that you have enough safe money on the sidelines, that in the event you have an emergency, in the event you lose your job, in the event you lose your health, you have the ability to draw down from a safe account so that you don't have to worry about the riskier stuff. It truly is as simple as that. But then you must have the discipline to not panic when the market goes down. If you've got the safe money, this is why, Jim, the other day we talked about how compelling reverse mortgages have become in the grand scheme of retirement planning. Even though most pundits hate them and most individuals hate them because they don't understand them, people that write about them for the most part don't understand them. But when you really dig into the science, having that safety net that you can draw from, like a line of credit that you do not have to pay back, makes so much sense, because then you get to kick up your portfolio a notch knowing that two-thirds of the time you're going to win. You don't have to hold back and dollar cost average when you've got dry powder that costs you basically nothing. How much does getting a reverse mortgage line of credit cost you? Okay, a little bit in fees. You can pay those up front. That's cheap, cheap insurance or cash. All right, when we come back, there is a cost for investing in lump sum if your timing is impeccably bad. How much is that cost? I'll tell you when we come back. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. Email's just that as well. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button and we'll be back. Don't go away.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not.
The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Lucia Show. Now, I know there are skeptics out there listening to me and watching me on television saying, yes, but dollar cost averaging will save me if the market declines, because I'll be able to buy more shares and more shares through the decline, and those shares will go up in value and I'll come out ahead. That is true. That is true. What we're talking about, for those that are just tuning in, is the fact that dollar cost averaging has now been proven in academic research by Vanguard and several others, I might add, to be less effective than investing a lump sum. Now, that's not to say dollar cost averaging in your 401k plan is bad with your new contributions, but there are a lot of 401ks and annuities and so forth that say, well, you can put all your money into the cash account and then each month take a little bit out and put it in your asset allocation model. Well, that's an oxymoron. Asset allocation is what you do to minimize the downside risk, isn't it? Obviously, if you're going to dollar cost average, you want the most aggressive portfolio, don't you? You want volatility. Of course you do. You want to take advantage of the volatility, the downs, because if the trend line is stocks go up two-thirds of the time, then it's nice to be buying shares when they're going down. But that's a different scenario. What this study did, the Vanguard study, is it looked at a lump sum investment versus a 60-40 mix. And it found that in every instance, whether you dollar cost averaged over 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, you came out ahead just investing a lump sum, period. So why is it that the pundits make such a big deal about dollar cost averaging? I could have this same conversation, by the way, about rebalancing a portfolio, but I'll do that in a different time. I'm not going to say that either one is dumb. But for the most part, and Vanguard did a study on rebalancing too, and it found that, you might benefit a tiny bit, but for the most part, not really. So what is the cost? Here's what Walter Updegrave had to say about the cost. Yes, dollar cost averaging does provide some shelter against market setbacks, but no, it is not a very smart way to get that protection. In fact, it's kind of illogical. And I agree totally with this logic. Pay close attention to this one. To see why, let's go back to the example of moving cash into a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds. Assuming you arrived at that 60-40 portfolio via some rational process, then a mix of 60-40 stocks and bonds represents the trade-off of risk and reward you consider appropriate for your situation. If you were willing to accept more risk in return for loftier gains, you would have invested more heavily in stocks. And if you wanted more downside protection, you would have gone with a mix tilted more toward bonds. If you put your cash to work by dollar cost averaging into your 60-40 stock bond mix, rather than investing 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds immediately, you are effectively contradicting your asset allocation decision. Do you see that? The first month, you're not 60-40 split stocks and bonds. You're like 100% bonds or cash, which is, in essence, a bond. So you're not really convicted to a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds. You're convicted to a 95-5 mix of bonds over stocks. You have messed with your own risk tolerance. You have messed with your own asset allocation. He goes on, for example, if you gradually invest your cash in monthly installments over the course of a year, you will have essentially gone through a monthly series of more conservative allocations of stocks, bonds, and cash until you reach the 60-40 mix you've already decided is right for you. So to put it bluntly, dollar cost averaging is an inefficient and rather chunky way to protect yourself against risk. In effect, it's like saying you believe a particular portfolio mix makes sense for you, but then saying you're going to spend many months or even a year or longer, depending on how gradually you invest your cash, investing more conservatively than you think you should. Case closed, based on academic research. Now, that doesn't mean that dollar cost averaging is bad, because when you've got a 401k and the money's coming out of your paycheck, you have no other choice. You have no other choice unless you make so much money that you could take a month's pay and put the $18,000 in one lump sum and then forget about it for the rest of the year. If you could do that 2/3 of the time, you'll be ahead of the game. Why is it that they say if you're going to fund your IRA, and Jim, you and I have talked about this before, if you're going to fund the IRA, then doggone it, fund it early in the year. That'll work 2/3 of the time, as opposed to putting the money in monthly. So there's a strategy for you. Go ahead, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and put the money into your IRA January 1 of the new year. And for those of you that may or may not have funded your SEP IRA or your IRA for 2016, I would suggest to you, depending on whether you're listening to this show today or you're listening to a replay of this show some other time, you got to get that done within the next couple hours. But invest early in the year and don't try to time the market. Because you know what? I can go through multiple scenarios right now and talk you out of investing. I can talk myself out of investing. Oh, want me to do it? Okay. The stock market is trading at historically high amounts, and that usually portends a market correction on the horizon. When you add to that, interest rates are likely to go up, at least according to the Fed, then the combination of those two almost is assuredly going to result in a market correction, perhaps even a crash. You have Donald Trump threatening to drop a bomb on nuclear North Korea. That would definitely cause some kind of a major blow up in the stock market, amongst other things. You have saber rattling with Russia and Syria. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But you know what? There have been many times in history when we have had those same conversations, from fat finger crashes to long-term capital management to the financial crisis, even going back to the Great Depression. But remember, if you were an investor in the Great Depression and you reinvested your dividends, 5, 6, 7 years later, you still were back to even. And any money you put in during that time, the new monies would have grown at a pretty spectacular pace. So you can't let the downs in the market scare you away. What have we instructed you to do? Come up with a safe money scenario. How much do you need to have in safety? That's going to depend on your age. But if you're as old as Jim Stewart and myself, I've used 15 years because you've heard me quote from the Michael Kitsis study on 15-year cycles. See, a lot of what we talk about here is based on the research that I've done. So if somebody has $1 million and wants $40,000 a year, I just plug it into my handy dandy over 15 years. If I can earn 2 or 3% on that money, that's about a 50-50 mix. So take money, put it in a 50-50 mix. Now, the idea that we floated Jim Stewart a few minutes ago, you want to make that a 70-30 mix or an 80-20 mix and get more stock? Do a reverse mortgage and use it strategically only when the market goes down and you can pull money from the reverse mortgage without impacting the value of those stocks, because what goes down always does come back up when we're talking about broad markets, not any one individual stock. Emails are next.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Lucia program. Again, this whole concept of dollar cost averaging versus investing a lump sum, please talk to your advisor about that if you happen to have a windfall or if you're sitting on a bunch of cash, as many people are. Maybe you got a big bonus, who knows? Maybe your 401k, you've got cash because you bailed out of the market because you read Harry Dent, who says it's going to 3,000 or some BS like that. Listen, you've got to make the ultimate decision. I told you the way I go about making those decisions. If I were 40 years old, it would be a no-brainer. All the money's going in. It's all going to be invested in stock and real estate and aggressive stuff because I've got a 30-year horizon with that money. And I don't think there's been a 30-year time period where bonds have beaten stocks except for maybe one 30-year period that ended August 11th, 2011, or something like that. But for the most part, you will experience a much better rate of return over 30 years if you invest, reinvest the dividends, keep the powder dry. All right, it's time for some emails. Hit it, fellas. Oh, yes, all right, this is Len. Len loves the show. He listens to the podcast. He says, Ray, I listen to your podcast, but I'm a bit behind. Some time ago, like maybe last year, you mentioned the term best practices advisor. What do you mean by this? I certainly know about the various designations and certifications, but I'm not sure what you were referring to. Please clarify. I was not referring to CFP, CHFC, CFA, or any of the other alphabet soup. While all of that may be important, or may not be, what I was alluding to is not what the alphabets say behind the name, but what the practices are of the financial advisor. One of the things that you can do, Len, is research on Forbes. Go to Forbes.com. And type in the value of financial advisor. And I think it was sometime in late 2015 or whatever, Dr. Wade Fowle did a complete write-up on this. And he talked about what successful advisors can bring to the table. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about yet another study. Fowle talks about the Vanguard study, which is quantifying advisor alpha or something like that. I can never remember the name of the study, but Vanguard did one. If you typed in quantifying advisor alpha, I'll bet you could get there. Okay, Stuart just pulled up the value of financial advice. Wade Fowle, contributor to Forbes.com. He goes through the Vanguard study, and there was a Morningstar study too. And then Russell just came out with another study. Here's what those studies said. Vanguard says about 3% net of fees. Russell says 4%. I don't know if that was net of fees or not. I can't remember. But let's say it's not. There's another 3% per year. Net of fees is what a good best practices advisor can bring to the table. Now, about half of that came from behavioral coaching. Morningstar did one titled Alpha, Beta, Now Gamma. And that study said about 1.5%, not including the behavioral side. So what am I talking about? Designing an asset allocation model. And not only that, working that asset allocation into a complete and total financial plan. Next, using low-cost funds. Remember, if you find money managers that have low costs who are fully invested themselves in that fund, the chances are those actively managed funds will beat their market index. And that study is a different one that I've talked about. Next, asset location. Where you locate your stocks versus bonds versus your real estate in the different silos, whether you have a pre-tax money, post-tax money, tax-deferred money, tax-free money, how you locate different assets, asset location, we call it. Rebalancing. When do you do rebalancing? It's minor, but there's still 20, 25 basis points of value in that. The tax planning, we talked a little bit about, but it's not only the taxation on your investments. In other words, using tax-favored ways to invest, whether it's indexing, ETFs, and so forth. But it's your total tax plan, recognizing how you move from an effective tax rate to a marginal tax rate on one extra dollar. That's critically important. But the most critical side of an advisor helping you to put more return in your pocket is having a relationship with that advisor and listening to them help you manage your behavior. That's what I meant by a best practices advisor. Okay, real quick, let's see if we can get Raymond up on the screen there. Raymond asks, I have a retirement for my old employer that I would like to roll over into my new employment retirement plan. Would that be a good idea? If you don't want to take required minimum distributions and you're age 70 and a half or nearing 70 and a half, it might be a good idea because you don't have to take required minimum distributions. Now, if you want to invest in real estate or individual bonds or some kind of CDs, an investment that your 401k plan doesn't have, then it would not be a good idea. Now, the money is typically shielded from the claims of creditors up to like $1.2 million. So you don't have to worry too much about that. You might be able to do it cheaper in an IRA than through your 401k plan. But I can't give you specifics. I don't know how old you are. I don't know what funds you have available through your 401k, and I don't know your investment philosophy. Usually, I would leave the money in the IRA unless I were of age to where it was going to exacerbate my tax bill and I could roll that money into the 401k and not have to take a required minimum distribution until I terminated employment and was in a lower income tax bracket. Okay, that's a mouthful. I'm out of breath and I'm out of time. If you need me, folks, go to RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.